Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Effectively Discuss Conflict Management in IELTS Speaking, a comprehensive guide. Conflict management is a crucial skill in both personal and professional settings. In the IELTS speaking test, you may be asked to discuss a time when you had to manage a conflict. This topic is increasingly common in IELTS exams and is likely to appear in future tests. Let's explore how to tackle this subject effectively to achieve a high score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about conflict and how you handle it. Here's an example question with a suggested answer. Examiner, how do you usually deal with conflicts? Suggested answer, well, I believe in taking a proactive approach to conflict resolution. Typically, I try to remain calm and listen attentively to the other person's perspective. Then, I express my own views clearly but respectfully. I find that seeking common ground and being willing to compromise often leads to a satisfactory resolution for all parties involved. Part 2, Long Turn, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to conflict management. Describe a time when you had to manage a conflict. You should say what the conflict was about, who was involved, how you managed the conflict, what the outcome was. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to manage a conflict at my previous workplace. The dispute arose between two team members working on a crucial project. The conflict was primarily about differences in work styles and communication preferences. Sarah, a detail-oriented person, felt that Tom wasn't being thorough enough in his work. On the other hand, Tom, who preferred a more flexible approach, thought Sarah was micromanaging him. As their team leader, I had to step in to resolve the situation. First, I arranged a meeting with both of them to discuss the issue openly. I made sure to create a safe environment where both could express their concerns without fear of judgment. During the meeting, I encouraged active listening and asked them to paraphrase each other's points to ensure mutual understanding. We then brainstormed solutions together, focusing on how to leverage their different strengths rather than seeing them as obstacles. We agreed on a compromise. Sarah would outline the key details needed for each task, while Tom would have the freedom to approach the work in his preferred style as long as he met those requirements. We also established regular check-ins to address any issues early on. The outcome was remarkably positive. Not only did their working relationship improve, but the project also benefited from their complementary skills. This experience taught me the importance of addressing conflicts promptly and turning differences into strengths. Follow-up questions. How did you feel when you first realized you had to manage this conflict? What was the most challenging part of resolving this conflict? How has this experience influenced your approach to teamwork? Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Examiner, do you think conflicts in the workplace are always negative? Suggested answer? That's an interesting question. While conflicts are often perceived negatively, I don't believe they're always detrimental. In fact, when managed effectively, conflicts can be quite beneficial to a workplace. Firstly, conflicts can highlight underlying issues that might otherwise go unnoticed. They provide an opportunity to address problems and improve processes. For instance, a conflict over project deadlines might reveal inefficiencies in the workflow that can then be optimized. Secondly, conflicts can foster innovation. When people with different perspectives disagree, it often leads to discussions that generate new ideas. This diversity of thought can result in more creative solutions and better decision-making. Moreover, successfully resolving conflicts can strengthen relationships between colleagues. It can increase mutual understanding and respect, leading to improved collaboration in the future. However, it's crucial to note that these positive outcomes depend on how the conflict is managed. If left unresolved or handled poorly, conflicts can indeed be destructive. Therefore, I believe the key is not to avoid conflicts altogether, but to develop effective conflict resolution skills within the organization. In conclusion, while conflicts can be challenging, they also present opportunities for growth, innovation, and improved teamwork when approached constructively. What skills do you think are essential for effective conflict management? Suggested answer. Effective conflict management requires a diverse set of skills. In my opinion, some of the most crucial ones include Active listening. This is paramount. Being able to truly hear and understand all parties involved is the foundation of conflict resolution. It involves paying attention not just to words, but also to tone, body language, and emotions. Emotional intelligence. This encompasses the ability to recognize and manage one's own emotions, as well as understand and influence the emotions of others. It's essential for maintaining a calm, productive atmosphere during conflicts. Empathy. The capacity to put oneself in another's shoes is vital. It helps in understanding different perspectives and finding solutions that address everyone's concerns. Clear communication. The ability to articulate thoughts and ideas clearly and respectfully is crucial. This includes being able to give constructive feedback and express disagreement without being confrontational. Problem-solving skills. Conflicts often require creative thinking to find win-win solutions. Strong analytical and problem-solving abilities are therefore invaluable. Impartiality. The skill to remain neutral and objective, especially when mediating conflicts between others, is essential for fair resolution. Assertiveness. While it's important to be understanding, being able to stand firm on important issues or principles is equally crucial. Flexibility. The willingness to compromise and adapt one's approach based on the situation is key to finding mutually acceptable solutions. Developing these skills not only aids in managing conflicts effectively, but also contributes to better overall communication and teamwork in various life situations. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Mediate, mediate, verb, to intervene between people in a dispute to bring about an agreement. Example: as a team leader, I often had to mediate conflicts between team members. Compromise, noun verb, an agreement reached by each side making concessions. Example: finding a compromise that satisfied both parties was crucial to resolving the conflict. Reconcile, verb, to restore friendly relations between. Example: after the discussion, we were able to reconcile our differences and work together effectively. De-escalate, de-escalate, verb, to reduce the intensity of a conflict or potentially violent situation. Example: my first priority was to de-escalate the tension between the two colleagues. Arbitrate, arbitrate, verb, to act as a judge between parties in a dispute. Example: when team members couldn't agree, I had to arbitrate to reach a fair decision. Diplomatic, adjective, having or showing skill in dealing with sensitive situations carefully and tactfully. Example: a diplomatic approach is often the most effective in managing workplace conflicts. Consensus, census, noun, a general agreement. Example: through open discussion, we were able to reach a consensus on how to move forward. Impartial, impartial, adjective, treating all rivals or disputants equally, fair and just. Example: as a mediator, it's crucial to remain impartial and consider all perspectives. Examiner's advice: to excel in discussing conflict management in your IELTS speaking test, practice narrating personal experiences of conflict resolution. This helps in developing fluency and confidence. Focus on using a range of advanced vocabulary related to conflict management. This demonstrates language proficiency. Structure your responses clearly, especially in part 2. Use phrases like firstly, moreover, in conclusion to organize your thoughts. In part 3, strive to provide balanced, thoughtful responses that show your ability to analyze complex issues. Use specific examples to support your points, making your answers more engaging and convincing. Pay attention to your tone and body language. Appearing calm and confident while discussing conflicts can positively impact your score. Remember, the key to a high score is not just what you say, but how you say it. Demonstrate your language skills while showing mature and thoughtful approaches to conflict management. For more tips on handling challenging situations in IELTS speaking, you might find our guide on how to describe a time you had to deal with a challenging task helpful. Additionally, learning how to talk about staying calm in difficult situations can further enhance your ability to discuss conflict management effectively. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.